One consequence of Christina's involvement with the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was she became attached to one of the painters, James Collinson, only to break off the engagement when he finally decided, after a lot of dithering, to convert from the Church of England to the Church of Rome. And in her 30s, she declined another offer of marriage, this time from a scholar, apparently on the grounds that he didn't really have any religious belief. And it's an indication of how important religion was to Christina Rossetti. It determined these major decisions in her life. Her brother William Rossetti tells us that her first attachment with James Collinson and its breaking off was a blow from which she didn't recover for many years. It's clearly a major traumatic event in an often uneventful life. So I think it's important to have a sense of Christina's religious context. If we think of her in the 1840s, when she's beginning to write poetry, she's attending a church in London in Albany Street, not far from where the British Library is today. And it's a church that's influenced by what is going on in Oxford in the 1830s and 1840s, by what is known as the Oxford Movement. This is a movement for Catholic revival within the Church of England. It thinks that, among other things, a Protestant emphasis on the individual's response to God's offer of salvation, it thinks that this Protestant emphasis has devalued the importance of the church and of the sacraments administered by priests. The Oxford Movement, one of the things it wants to do is to counter Protestant individualism with an emphasis on the importance of the institution of the church. It's a very controversial movement. To understand that, we have to understand how important the sense of England as a Protestant nation, as having had a Protestant history, of how important that is. That story of how in the 16th century England escaped from Roman Catholic superstition and tyranny, this is what nearly everyone is taught about their history at school. Now, the major figures in the movement gave assurances they were Anglicans, but eventually they gave up believing that themselves, or some of them. John Henry Newman, the movement's classiest mind, converted to the Church of Rome in the 1840s. And a few years later, Christina Rossetti's own parish priest at Albany Street Church would do the same. So that's the theological context of this Albany Street Church. Now, if we can imagine ourselves attending that church along with Christina in the 1840s, well, I suppose in many ways, it might not be that much different from many other Anglican churches of the time, but we would notice this particular emphasis placed on the sacrament of communion, the commemoration of Christ's sacrifice. This church is offering communion every Sunday and on every religious festival, which is unusual at the time. And we can find traces of this emphasis on communion in Christina's own poetry. In Goblin Market, that very serious fairy tale, a poem in which one of two sisters eats fruit which seems to be having deadly effect on her, but is then saved by her sister offering her same sort of fruit. Well, the sister offers it almost as if she is Christ offering his body and his blood. Eat me, drink me, love me. This is a very strange poem, but it doesn't seem so strange if we relate it to context of Christina's going to this Albany Street church. It's not so strange in that ecclesiastical context. However, I think it would be a mistake to think of Christina Rossetti only in relation to this one current within the Church of England. And the Church of England is a complex institution. And Christina, I think, certainly owes as much and possibly more to the religious education given her by her mother, clearly a thoroughly Protestant religious education. And I think that's why there was never going to be any question of her converting to the Church of Rome herself or of her marrying a Roman Catholic. We only have to think of the importance of her sense of an individual relation with God, and the importance of her dependence upon Scripture. Scripture understood as divinely inspired and therefore authoritative. Much, I think, of her distinctive intelligence, what we find in her poetry, comes out of her deep and questioning reading of Scripture. In that sense, religion, far from being kind of disabling to her as a poet, I think is one of the primary sources of its intellectual distinctiveness.